It is 7:41, and U.S. officials are once again scrambling to keep alive the hope of Middle East peace talks. After provocations by both the Palestinians and the Israelis, there are signs Secretary of State John Kerry's diplomatic effort may be in danger. Boy, we've been down this road a lot. Joining us live, Nobel Peace Prize winner and former President Jimmy Carter, the author of a new book, A Call to Action, Women, Religion, Violence, and Power. And Mr. Carter will be delighted to speak with you about that book momentarily. But with you here in the peace talks in the Middle East now hanging in the balance, and you are in town for the opening of Camp David, a play about the 13 historic days that you were involved in trying to broker something permanent there. What are your hopes, if any, that we can finally achieve something here?
Well, I hope maybe the play will give some guidance to the leaders in the country now, leaders in the government. I've been praying that we would find peace for Israel for the last 30-something years, and I know that you can't find peace for Israel unless you find peace also for their immediate neighbors. I worked on the one between Egypt and Israel, who had been at war four times in 25 years before I became president. And we also negotiated for the Palestinians to have their own homeland at that time, but that part of it has never been carried out.
President, Secretary of State John Kerry has taken some heat this week for an effort to deal back Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy. What do you make of those efforts? Were they valid?
I don't think so. I noticed I haven't been in Washington lately. Well, I'm in Washington this morning, but I think there was an outcry of opposition from Republicans, Democrats, liberals, and conservatives about doing that. I think Pollard will be eligible for parole next year, I understand, from the news media. I think that's the proper time to address that issue.
Let me ask you about another controversial issue. 1979, of course, the United States hostages were taken at the embassy in Tehran in Iran. And one of those involved in that process, and I hope I have his name correct here, Hamid Abu Talebi, is now been nominated by the Iranians to become Iran's ambassador to the United Nations. Should the United States allow that to happen?
Yes, I think so. You know, those were college students at that time, and I think that they have matured. I don't know her. I never have heard of her before, but I think it would be inappropriate for the United States to try to block someone that Iran wanted to choose.
Let's turn now to that book that you have just written, your latest in 28. It's called A Call to Action, and you say that the most serious unaddressed worldwide challenge is abuse and discrimination of women and girls in all forms. Can you talk about that, how maybe we could right this wrong?
Well, in the last chapter of the book, after I go through all of the abuses of women and girls, I outline 23 things that Americans could do to help resolve this problem, not only around the world, but also in our country itself. We pay women in this country only 23% less than we do men for the same work. And this ranks the United States 78th in the world. There are 77 other countries that do better than that in dealing with women's pay. We also have a very serious problem in our university system, in our military, where rapes ordinarily not even reported because the college presidents and deans of the universities, even the great ones, don't want to bring a reflection on their campuses that they have an outburst of sexual assaults. And so what happens is that they counsel the girl, just don't make an issue of it. Let's let the boy be given counseling. We won't embarrass you by having you go to trial and so forth. And what happens is that, according to the Justice Department of the United States, about half of the total rapes on college campuses are done by just a few serial rapists who know they can get away with it, and they continue to do it. And the same thing, by the way, happens in the military. You know, the U.S. Senate tried to change that law last week, but they failed because they failed to get 60 votes.
Mr. President, always a delight to have you with us. We thank you so much for sharing some time with us today. Again, the new book is A Call to Action, Women, Religion, Violence, and Power. We thank you for your thoughts on that book. We welcome you to town. I hope very much that you enjoy the way this play goes off tonight for you.
Well, I'm sure I will. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks very much.